For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Curse. I wake up every evening.
And I want to cut the song off quickly.
With a big smile on my face, and it never feels out of place. And you're still probably working.
Two similar songs in theme.
At a 9-to-5 pace.
Hope you had a great afternoon.
I wonder how bad that tastes.
At work.
When you see my face, hope it gives you hell. Hope it gives you hell.
It's like a mashup of breakup songs.
Is this Ben Folds?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Song for the dumb.
Sometimes you can take someone's playlist and really get a peek right into their soul, you know?
Sure can, John.
Do you know where you are?
Well, I think it's trouble anytime the All-American Rejects are on a playlist. It's not good.
Back, you bitch. I want my money back. And don't forget,
it's a breakup mashup.
And don't forget to give me back my black t-shirt.
You broke up.
What? Well, sometimes they take a long time to take effect.
Tomorrow you'll be thinking 2 months or so.
(727) 579-1025 We do It's Okay, It's Not Okay every day about this time. Today is no exception. I'd like to combo this because right before the break, we were talking about Blippi. I made a mistake and said that Xander was watching Blippi when he was a child. I spoke erroneously. He would never watch such filth. And if you let your kid watch Blippi, I got to wonder about your parenting. Xander watched a show called Ubi, where I'm sure it's not still on because it's the least creative and dumbest show ever. While you listen to this piece of audio, I want you to imagine a hand puppet, except there's no puppet. It's just a hand with a pair of eyes on it. That's all Ubi was, a hand with a pair of those big googly eyes. Listen how dumb this
Ubi?
Is.
Baby. Ubi, Grandpa, catch. Okay, Grandpa, throw.
Grandpa.
Ubi, catch.
Was he poop?
Ubi ready?
Ready. Big throw, big throw. Man.
So that's Ubi. That's stupid-ass Ubi. Now, you were saying before the break that you love to show baby Gertrude.
Well, no, I don't love to. It's something Phoebe introduced, and I thought she did a background check, but.
You said you love this Blippi guy and everything he's all about, and you'd like for him to teach everything that he's into to your daughter. I think those are your exact
Listen, words. Listen, he's done stuff at the aquarium, okay? People welcome Blippi with open arms when he comes into their town.
John, you did a little deep dive into Blippi, huh?
You told me to read this. So I'm going to read it, but...
But, I mean, don't say the S word.
Right, but Seth, you give any motions if you feel it's inappropriate.
Okay,
this
great.
Is what Blippi did. Your boy Blippi, who is
He's not my boy!
If I can just give it a little more of a build-up up into the part I read you. Blippi's real name is Stephen John, and before he began performing as a 21st century clown, he was a filmmaker in L.A. He created comedy videos under the moniker Steezy Grossman, including low-budget, low-brow comedy videos that include the likes of Turd Boy and Underwear Man. And Blippi is hardly John's first brush with internet fame. In a hard rated R twist, in a 2013 video that BuzzFeed has now viewed, Stephen Blippi John takes an explosive diarrhea. You told me.
I know. Just okay. Go ahead. Where does he do it?
On his nude friend's ass. in a truly shocking rendition of the Harlem Shake.
Do you think that baby Gertrude learned anything? Has she learned how to do that?
No.
To mommy or daddy?
No. We saw a video today. He had a farm dog named Sheila with him, and he was showing berries and all sorts of things. There was none of that. There wasn't a turd man.
So when you watch...
turd boy.
So when you watch Blip... No. Yeah, Blippi.
Yeah.
You're watching... Actually, the poop noises don't do anything different to this song.
Blippi has released a statement. Yes, I did make a gross out comedy video when I was in my early 20s, long before I started Blippi.
Long before. He's a different man now.
Hey, Pee Wee Herman will forever be known as the tosser off in the adult theater.
Much to learn about. It'll make you want to shout Blippi.
The article does go on to say everyone has a past. Blippi's just happens to involve a widely viewed comedic video of him taking a deuce on another man.
I'm just going to take care of that last part for you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
A real burial job of my child's entertainment.
So today's It's Okay, It's Not Okay. Obviously, not the acts of Blippi. That's not okay. I would like for you to combo this with the most annoying show that your kid ever watched. If you don't have kids, you can participate too. We're just not going to believe you, and you mean nothing to us. But I would like for you to combo the topic that we're working with the most annoying television program for your children. Teletubbies, Baby Einstein, Little Einstein.
They're working on a Baby Shark show for Nickelodeon now.
That'll take the cake right there.
Do you know about Uncle Grandpa?
Oh, Uncle Grandpa's weird.
Dude, anytime I have a child with me, I always try to turn on Uncle Grandpa.
Yeah,
so weird.
You tried to tell me about him when my daughter was 2 weeks old and you said it would be great entertainment for her. So we haven't gotten there yet.
It's a little advanced for her.
What do you mean advanced? It's just bright colors and fun stuff.
And weird adult humor. I love it. Your daughter will love it.
Pizza
she like Blippi.
Pizza Steve?
No, I'm just into talking animals right now for my family.
Well, I can tell you Uncle Grandpa's never done of this stuff.
No, no, no. He's not into the Charmin activity that Blippi was.
It's time for another round of
It's Okay, It's Not Okay.
Is it okay that YouTube user Reset has been sentenced to 15 months in prison and fined approximately $22,000 after a video documenting himself filling Oreos with toothpaste and giving them to a homeless man went viral in 2017. Now, this happened in Spain where they have different laws, Spanish laws, if you will. And he was found guilty of damaging the stranger's moral integrity. And he was banned from YouTube for 5 years as part of his sentencing. He had over 1 million subscribers. And he's very popular in Spain. He humiliates homeless people. That's what he does. He filled the toothpaste. He gave the toothpaste-filled Oreos to a homeless dude along with the 20-euro bill. It's around $22. The homeless man, of course, ate the Oreos because, you know, he's homeless and hungry and vomited. At the end of the video, this Reset scumbag said, "This will help clean his teeth. I don't think he has cleaned them since he became poor."
And he got $20, $22?
Yes.
And we think the pussification's bad over here.
So is it okay, or they call it gatofication over there. Is it okay or not okay this guy's going to jail for 15 months?
Man, it could be a lot worse than toothpaste.
It could be, but it's just not cool to mess with homeless people like that. To make them vomit.
I agree. Not cool. It's definitely not cool.
But should he be in jail?
I'm the first one to vomit when it comes to anything. I don't know if this would make me vomit, so.
Yeah, this is.
Sounds like this homeless guy was detoxing.
Toothpaste, if you eat it in mass quantities, will make you vomit. It's very bad for you.
Well, I mean, how many Oreos you got to get down before you realize it's toothpaste? I mean, that's on him. The first Oreo I eat, I know it's toothpaste.
Well, with all the weird flavors of Oreos these days, it might be toothpaste. It could be mint, aqua, fresh flavored. You don't know. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Oh, we got to do this now.
No, not for homeless people.
For us. We have to figure out how quick, you know.
Andrew.
Hi.
Hey, so I think it's okay that he got jail time. I don't think it's all right to injure or publicly humiliate people for no reason.
She just put her nuts right on your face, Seth. Yeah.
That's where they belong.
You were talking and she just teabagged you, right?
I had nothing to say.
She just railroaded you.
It's okay.
So you're saying it's okay that he goes to jail?
Yeah, absolutely.
jail? Like, you're going to throw him in jail for over a year because he did a prank.
Well, I think it's unfortunate that the taxpayers are going to have to pay for his jail time, but I think that it is so not all right for you to go up to people who are in situations that are maybe less of what you have in life and just humiliate them and make them feel even worse. I think we should be building people up, and I do not think that that's okay. And I think he needs to learn the hard way, because a slap on the wrist or telling somebody, hey, maybe you shouldn't do that, isn't going to be enough.
I got you. What's your what's the most annoying show that your kids ever watch, if you have kids?
Oh, if I have kids, The Wiggles.
Wiggles. What's that one all about? I never watched The Wiggles.
It's just like dancing people singing songs.
All right.
Oh, they're hung.
What?
That's what I heard.
Oh. Well, thank you very much, young lady. Appreciate the phone call. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I don't know if you know this. The Wiggles actually did a lot of porn early on as well. So
they were found guilty of giving a kid a wiggle giggle. Drew Garaba Live, who are you?
I can't vet everybody on YouTube, okay?
Hello, caller. Go ahead.
Let me down, Blippi.
From the 407.
Hey. Copperhead.
What?
It's so good to hear your voice.
Oh, my God. Michael, right?
Yes. Yes.
This guy called
my goodness.
This guy called my overnight show in 1997, would call every friggin' night, and we'd do Jerky Boys. Oh. He'd go, hey, snap ahead.
Oh, my gosh.
Were you like a mailman or a trash man or something like
Telephone
that?
Telephone man.
That was it.
Telephone man.
Dude, I haven't talked to you in 24 years.
Years.
And I recognize I recognize your voice immediately.
It's so good to hear your voice. I just happened to be around here at Tarpon Springs doing a little fishing because I finally retired, and I heard your voice. I said, Drew, my man.
That is insane. And the reason he's so dear to me is because when you're on the overnights, it's my first time having my own talk show. I did midnight to 6, 5 nights a week.
Yes.
So you desperately want people to call you, and you friggin' build a relationship with the 5 people listening to your show, and you were one of them, man. Thank you.
And you came down and did one of your promotion things, and you met my daughters, and they're all grown up now.
Oh, man. I don't want to hear about it.
Unbelievable.
Oh,
yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? It's going to make me feel old. You know what I mean? Like, well, dude, listen.
You guys
got to get together.
Well, yeah. Next time you're over this way, let me know when you're going to be here,
He's
man.
He's here now.
Yeah. Let's head on down to the Sponge
Definitely.
Box.
I'm busy. Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, that's right, Sizzle Chest.
Frank Rizzo.
Like I said,
we paint each other up.
Open up your freaking ears. Listen,
SpongeBob.
It's so good to hear your voice. I miss you. I mean, I wish you could. But now I'm gonna set it up
so
I can get you. I think you're on iHeartRadio.
You're the man.
No.
You can do iHeart. You can just go to theboneonline.com. We have an app. You get 102.5 The Bone app. Many ways to check out the show, dude. I would not be where I am right now if not for you supporting me earlier in my career and giving me the confidence to host my own show. So thank you for believing in me back then, man. Thank you.
And I miss you, and I will be listening to you from now on. I'll download the app, and next time I come this way, I will get. I'll give you a holler, and we'll get together.
Sounds good, man. We'll paint each other up. We're good like that.
Yeah, fruity like that. Hey.
What was just on TV? Was it the Blippi video?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Joey just put up the Blippi video.
I don't know if that's right.
Kind of stole
Sorry if that bored you guys, but that's...
No, it didn't. It just kind of, the Blippi video kind of stole Frank Rizzo's thunder.
Stole some valor from Frank Rizzo.
Seth may never be the same again.
Dude, I can't... there's so much going on right now. I can't believe I haven't heard that guy since he called my overnight show.
No, I know, but he's in the sponge box right now. I think you guys should go hang out.
No, I don't like hanging out.
Doc's box,
Just
I could tell when John said sponge box, he was like, "Is that it?" I'm not really sure.
Drew Gobble Live, hello, who are you?
Hey, this is Mike.
Oh my God, Mike, who you? No, I'm just kidding. Mike, is it okay or not okay? For Blippi to take a for the guy to go to jail for making the toothpaste Oreos.
I don't think it's okay.
It's not okay.
A year in jail is a little too steep.
Yeah.
Maybe community service or something like that. You know?
Yeah, that's kind of where I am. Like, I get it. What the guy did was reprehensible. He's a scumbag. But jail might even be a little too good for him. Maybe you make him clean out some homeless shelters for a year.
Exactly.
Or maybe you make him go to counseling and see what put these people out on the street. Because a lot of them, they're veterans. A lot of them are people with undiagnosed mental illnesses, which can really, really mess with you. So, he should be a little bit more compassionate.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
absolutely.
Dude. Appreciate it.
The most annoying show kids watch by far is Yoga and the Gabba.
Yeah. I always kind of liked it because Biz Markie was on it, and it was a weird show, but I'm with you. If you have not participated in Take It Back Thursday, this is a good opportunity for you to do so. We really haven't gotten any good Take It Back Thursdays this week.
Joey Flash needs to come in and take back that video that he just showed on Bone TV, because I didn't get a warning.
I'm haunted by it, and can I just say, Blippi is a bad man, and he shouldn't have the things in life that he has, but the friend that was in the video with him, he's the real sicko, and I feel sorry for that guy.
727-579-1025.
I mean, I saw everything.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, Seth.
I didn't need that.
You did. You get what you need. You just don't know that you need it. Take It Back Thursday is your opportunity to get us to walk back any comments we made that hurt you. Maybe you made hurtful comments towards us. 727-579-1025. If you have a really good one, we're not above giving you a prize. We'll do it. We're crazy. Drew Grabo Live, who are you?
Hey, I'm Mo.
Hey, Mo. What's up, bud?
Hey, nothing. I want to say it's okay that he went to prison.
It's okay.
Why is that?
Well, okay, he did it all wrong. He should have asked the homeless man, hey, what will you do for $20? And then I think, you know, there could have been less jail time, or actually no jail time, because he just paid the guy.
So, in other words, if he had a contract with the guy and said, hey, I'll give you $20 if you eat these toothpaste-filled Oreos, that'd be all right. But because he sprung them on him, not cool.
Right, not cool. Plus, I've been at a party. I had my friend poop his pants for $20.
Okay, thank you. We don't want to hear about you and your friends. Hey, what's up, Joey?
I do take it back. I'm sorry, Seth.
What's going on?
That took me by surprise. I tried to censor it.
The thing is, you can tell he put in a lot of work, because there was a 102.5 The Bone logo over part of it, and then another like blur over the other part. So I could tell it took work to be able to even show that much.
They probably heard me down the hallway when I found it, because that just like made me lose it.
It's weird. We had 75 people in Bone Chat before that. Now there are two. and everybody else is dead. So good job. You killed a bunch of people in Bone Chat.
So you were even freaked out by that, Joey?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Okay. All right, good. It's not just me.
Thanks, Joey.
You know, the things I do.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
Yeah, Bone TV. Go watch it. That's your risk.
TheBoneOnline.com. Yeah. Exactly. Enter at your own peril. Drew Grabo Live. Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Matt.
Hey, Matt. Okay or not okay to put a dude in jail because he gave a homeless person some toothpaste Oreos?
Well, at the end, I do have a take it back, too. But I think it's okay in the sense because it's a homeless person. It's not like you pranked your buddy. You went out of your way to find a homeless person to do it. I do think a year might be too steep, but I think that's where the line is drawn, is that you went out of your way to find a homeless person who's already homeless.
Right.
I mean, how much worse could it get?
Yeah, you can't punch down any more down than a guy who is literally homeless and relies on your food, you know?
But if I'm homeless,
I love Oreos, and I'm not homeless. So I can't only imagine if I was homeless and somebody brought me Oreos. How much I would be crushing them, because I love Oreos.
You know which Oreos I love are the ones? Oh, what's it freaking called? It's got all the cream in the middle. It's the Oreo that's got like all the cream, like it's real thick. Do you know it?
You
know what color?
Set up.
Yeah, you are. Sorry. Yeah. You're, good job. Sorry. I got real excited.
I can tell.
Most annoying kids shows is Bubble Guppies, because it's set in underwater. Oh. Yet these characters will stand on the edge of, or sit on the edge of a cliff and act like they can't get something that is falling into the cliff, when all they really have to do is swim down and grab it.
Okay. By the way, if you have Waze, hold on for your take it back. If you have Waze right now, the traffic app, they're not an advertiser. If you have Waze, the traffic app, which I do, I swear by it, you can actually get an icon and the voice of any Sesame Street major character to tell you step-by-step directions to your house. Cookie Monster told me how to get to work today. Mm-hmm. I didn't even need to know how to get to work today. Oh, wow. And Cookie Monster said, make a right turn onto 275 South to St. Petersburg. P is for Petersburg. That's good enough for me.
I want to get like a Stephen A. Smith or something cool.
One red light up ahead. Or Kermit the Frog, perhaps. Traffic is a little bit backed up on the Selman Expressway because of self-driving cars crashing into things.
He's on Sesame Street?
Come on, dude. Kermit got his start on Sesame Street.
Not my Sesame Street.
Well, I'm sorry. Your Sesame Street has people making poo-poo on other people's bum-bums.
That's not mine. And Blippi is... We're not watching
Blippi. They call that
anymore.
Taking a Blippi. That's like going number two on another dude's
butt. I would never, all jokes aside, I would never, after seeing what I saw, I would never be able to have Blippi in my household if I were you.
Not me either, but we know what those Kushners are into. So we're going to give you a Take It Back Thursday music. Here we go.
Snap. It looks like you might have to take it back. It's Take It Back Thursday.
All right, who's taking it back? Are we taking it back, or are you taking it back?
You personally, I think I'm asking you to take it back.
Hell,
I'm not sure if you will, though.
I probably will.
So, So I want to preface it by saying, as a result of our interaction, it completely did change my mind, like in a such a strong way to where I now tell other people when I hear the R word, like I call them out real quick and say how bad that is. But good. This was like 6 or 7 years ago, and I told you how I had to put my foot in my mouth. I was meeting my now wife's family for the first time. Mm. Her aunt was telling me a story about her neighbor who had gotten a dog, then returned the dog, then got another dog, and then returned it again. And I used the R word to describe that woman to my aunt, whose daughter, who is now my niece by marriage, who has Down syndrome, and I used the R word to describe her and how bad I felt when I did it. Mm. You then answered that I should jump off a bridge.
Did you?
No, but I will tell you, I mean this from the full depth of my heart. I really have completely changed, like, so much so that I never even slip up, but
well, then why would I take it back if it had such a profound effect on you? Like, clearly sometimes if you're really going to make an omelet, you're going to break some eggs.
Yeah.
I broke your eggs, bitch.
It's almost like a fat shaming. Like, I agree. Maybe you don't have to take it back, but, you know.
I will, though. No, I'll tell you what. I probably didn't have to go to that extreme length to get you to realize that word's power, if you will. So I no longer encourage people to end their own lives because we have way too much of that these days. Life is to be enjoyed. There's a lot of beauty and happiness out there, and I encourage you to chase it wherever possible. So I do take back the fact that I urge you to jump off a bridge, and I salute you for turning yourself into someone who no longer uses that word from someone who would casually throw it around. So good job evolving, man.
Thank you. That means a lot.
Yep, means a lot to me that you didn't jump off a bridge, man. Appreciate it. Drew Grabo Live, hello. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing, Joel?
Yeah, what up?
Hey, I got an Oreo cookie story for you. You know,
I'm not interested in Oreo cookie stories.
Ooh, that was going to be a good one.
It was not. It was not going to be a good one. Drew Grabo Live, hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's up?
What's up? I got a Take It Back Thursday.
Oh, man, this is great. I didn't expect to get so many Take It Back Thursdays.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it just happened in January before the Super Bowl. I'm a big Rams fan. I know you're a big Patriots fan.
Rammed up.
And we had a... little altercation there where you pretty much told me the Patriots were going to take a blippy on the Rams. And kind of want you to take that back because it was literally the crappiest or the blippiest Super Bowl I've ever watched. It was completely boring as could be.
Well, I didn't play the game, sir.
Well, I know you didn't play the game.
Okay. This is why we don't do a lot of Take It Back Thursdays, because of calls like yours. I think you secretly have an agenda against Take It Back Thursday and you want us to kill the bit. So you called with a benign bit like that. Shame
I did.
You.
I yeah. did. I really.
Shame on you.
I gotta tell you, if you're homeless and somebody offers you $20 to eat a couple Oreos that have toothpaste in the middle, that seems like a damn good deal to me.
But he didn't know that there was toothpaste.
Well, I'm just saying the order in which they found out that there was toothpaste in there may have been a little off, but I'm saying $22 seems like proper compensation for a toothpaste Oreo.
If you know you're eating a toothpaste Oreo.
But also, I feel like you should be able to assess that you're eating a toothpaste Oreo. Two bites. I'll give you the first bite to go, a fresh, minty. Second bite, you got to realize that it's not the filling that you're used to.
What if you don't bite Oreos? What if you eat them all in one bite? Like, I take the Oreo, I put it in my mouth, I put it in my lower lip like I'm dipping it, the entire lower thing, like I'm one of those African women in National Geographic, like it's a plate. I put the Oreo like that, I keep it there, and then I separate the one wafer from in this case, toothpaste. I separate it with my teeth. And I kind of scrape it off with my teeth a little bit. By then, I would notice the minty flavor, and I would say, this Oreo has fluoride in it. And I would spit it out.
Well, I would venture to say that if you had an offer for most homeless, hungry people, hey, you can either have no food, or you can have these Oreos that happen to have toothpaste in them, most of them would probably just eat the toothpaste Oreos.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sustenance is...
Okay, tell you, would we get in trouble if we went down to Williams Park with a bag of toothpaste Oreos?
You won't get in trouble. You'll just get murdered.
Okay. I'm fine with that. And then we said, like, hey, I'll give you $20 if you'll eat 3 of these toothpaste Oreos.
Oh, they're all gone. Easily.
Okay.
You could probably lower it down to $5.
Why do you think that homeless people are animals?
What do you mean?
And that they'll just they'll just start eating toothpaste?
Oh, no, I don't think that they're animals, but I can tell, at least having from walk the streets of St. Petersburg, that they want your money.
Yeah.
And that for $20 they'd probably eat a few, you know, Oreo toothpaste Oreos or whatever.
I love and support homeless people. I don't think a lot of them are after food. So
no, they're after money. That's why they take $20.
Right. And then they'll whip the toothpaste Oreos at Seagulls.
Okay, well that's how you do it.
Right. Drew Grabo Live, who are you?
Jen Ray.
Hey Jen Ray, how are you today?
Well, I'm good. I'd like to comment on 2 things.
All right, these nuts.
First of all, not cool to give a homeless guy toothpaste.
Well, not cool, but should the guy go to jail for a year for
jail for a year, no. No, okay, but, so, you know, that's my comment on that. The other thing, the annoying children's program.
Uh-huh.
What is the deal with the online kids watching kids play? Like, my 3-year-old grandson is obsessed with YouTube and this thing, Brian... boy.
Yeah.
Like, it's this little Asian boy playing with toys.
I don't know why he's got to be Asian.
But because he is Asian.
Okay.
He doesn't have to be. I'm just saying that's the show.
It's not vital to the story. But anyway, I think it's the same thing, the same reason why adults watch pornos. We have sex. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But we also like to watch other people having sex. For kids, they like playing with toys, so they like to watch other kids playing with toys, too. They haven't yet developed sexual desires, ideally. So they
hopefully.
So it's innocent fun for them to watch other kids playing with toys, just like we like watching adults play with their private parts with other people. You like that, right?
Okay. Well, sure, but I'm just saying.
What's your favorite? Can I ask? Can I just probe a little bit? What's your favorite genre of pornography?
Oh, zero. Zero genre. I hate porn.
You hate?
I want it there happening. I don't want to watch it.
You're right, but I mean, if you can't get it. Then and you had to watch it. Would you watch man woman? Would you watch woman woman? Would you watch man man?
I suppose man woman.
When's the last time you watched a dirty movie, Toots?
I don't know what qualifies as a dirty movie. Like if they have sex in it.
Yeah, like they you know there's a little penetration pay. You know what I'm saying? D&V.
Jesus, probably 20 years.
Time to bust one out again, don't you think? Put it in the Blu-ray.
Well. I wouldn't know what to watch. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't enjoy that. No.
You would. Trust me. For what I'd be doing to you during... maybe not. Listen, Jen Ray, thank you very much for the phone call. I hope you have a great night. Sorry to ask about pornography.
She calls to ask what the hell her grandson's watching on YouTube, and you've got her pulling out old porno VHSs.
Yeah, that's right. She's watching stuff with Tom Byron, my girl Rebecca Bardot.
I wonder if you're not into porno, if you just shoot your own porno.
No, you'd probably just, I don't know, actually. Huh. We can make that for the next segment. 727-579-1025. I don't really believe in the power of karma. I think if you do good things, hopefully good stuff will surround you, but I don't think there's a karmic force. That said, when we come back, these three words will never be used in the same sentence ever again in consecutive order. Fried chicken karma. Are you intrigued? Mm-hmm. I'll deliver next on Drew Garabo Live. Some great events going on this weekend, courtesy of Fran Hosch Law Group. You got the 17th anniversary party at Stormy Hill Harley-Davidson in beautiful Claremont, Florida. Starts Saturday at 9 a.m. Burt's Barracuda Harley-Davidson is the host of Burt's Women's Freedom Rally 2019 fundraiser. Starts Saturday at 10 a.m. And the proud sponsors, of course, Full Throttle Magazine and Fran Hosch Law Group. There's a rock and roll barbecue at Gator Harley-Davidson in beautiful Leesburg, Florida. That's a Saturday as well. Saturday, Masons Live in Lakeland will be featuring the LHD Bike Night. That is also sponsored by the Fran Hosch Law Group. If you need Fran's information or where she's having her events, how to get her out to your event, she does a lot for the motorcycle community. Go to theboneonline.com, check the Bone Biker Bar, sponsored by Fran Hosch.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger. Offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.